AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two U.S. officials say satellite imagery detected heat around a Russian passenger jet just before it went down in Egypt's Sinai Desert. The discovery doesn't resolve why the plane crashed, killing all 224 aboard. One of the officials says, however, the imagery does rule out a missile striking the Airbus because neither a launch nor an engine burn were detected. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump thinks some of his competitors ought to give up. Julie Walker has more.
At the launch of his new book, Crippled America, Trump said it would be easier to focus on the issues if the Republican presidential field were less crowded. While he didn't call anyone out by name, he did mention low polling numbers.
If a person's been campaigning for 4 or 5 months and they're at 0 or 1 or 2%, they should get out.
As for complaints by some Republican presidential candidates about the debate format, Trump says while those debates are good for him, everyone should be treated fairly. Julie Walker, New York.
Off-year elections are underway today. There are governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi. AP's Sandy Kozel reports marijuana is on the ballot in Ohio and Colorado.
Voters in Ohio will consider whether to allow the use of marijuana for recreational and medicinal use. Colorado voters decide what to do with $66 million in tax revenue generated from the sale of recreational marijuana. An existing state law requires that excess revenue to be returned to taxpayers.
Mayoral races will be decided in several cities, including Houston and Philadelphia. Tens of thousands of people are packed together downtown Kansas City for the Royals World Series Victory Parade. Jack Rasdahl admits he's been waiting a long time.
30 years of futility, and it's over with. So it's ready, time to celebrate.
The Royals took the series on Sunday over the New York Mets. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 122. This is AP Radio News. TransCanada President and CEO Russ Girling says the decision to suspend the Keystone XL pipeline was not based on the fact that President Obama will be leaving office in early 2017.
We've tried to stay out of the politics of this situation and focus on the things that we were capable of doing and can control.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says more than a few people in the administration think politics may very well be the reason for TransCanada's call for a delay.
Given how long it's taken, it seems unusual to me to suggest that somehow it should be paused yet again.
Earnest says even as the State Department reviews TransCanada's latest request, President Obama still intends to make a decision about the pipeline before he leaves office. The company first announced plans for that pipeline from Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast in 2008. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.